A Merry Christmas to you all, to us all. And if this was our normal way, there'd be like a mass snogathon where we rushed around the building and grabbed each other and hugged each other and kissed each other. And now we wave at each other across the screen. Lord have mercy. But that's how it is. But a son is born, and into this dark place comes the light and the life of Christ, and that we celebrate over this season. So let's join together to sing, "The Virgin Mary Had a Baby Boy." So we're going to light all our candles, the five candles on this day. So if I say some words, would you respond? We are people of hope. Our hearts are full of anticipation for the coming of our beloved Christ child. For God is to be among us, and we will see a great light in the midst of our night. Let us light the candle of hope. We are a people who seek peace. We know that God has told us to turn our weapons of war into instruments that benefit all humanity. In the name of that child who was born long ago to become the Prince of Peace, we now light the candle of peace. We are a people who seek to be brought together by the love of Christ. Our faith teaches us that God gives unconditional love and forgiveness. Acknowledging God's free gift of grace, we light the candle of love. joy to the world. Our God is now coming to bring us good news. May we sing songs of praise and gladness. We know that our Saviour reigns. Let us light the candle of joy. Today is the day for which we have been waiting. Our Advent wreath will now be completed by the lighting of the Christ candle. For unto us a child is given, unto us a Saviour is born, and the order of the world will be upon his shoulders. With the birth of Jesus, our lives will be changed forever. We will be transformed by his model and message. We light this candle to represent that Christ is truly the center of our lives. Amen. So I asked people to send me things for which they were still grateful. You know, there's so much that you can focus on that you're not thankful for, you're not grateful for at this time. But what are you thankful for? So Richard, maybe could we have the clips first, and then I'll lead us with the other things that people have said, and then I'll lead us in prayer.
One thing we're particularly grateful for is Richmond Park. And not just for today. We come here virtually every day since it's only a short distance away from home. We come here whether it's raining, whether the sun is out, and whatever the season. And we like it particularly for its wide open spaces and the feeling you get for getting away from it all. And we hope to be back again later today.
One cannot help but think there's quite a lot to give thanks for this year. It has been an awful year. It has been a challenge. But you know what? We're still alive. We're still going. We've beaten this so far, and we will continue to beat this, because that's what humans do. We survive. Thanks.
I'm thankful for my cat.
So maybe the first thing is for us to join together to pray, and for each one of us to pause and think of what the things that we are, each one of us individually, we are thankful for. And others, people would say, Jenny Milner would say, I'm thankful for faith and friendship, for memories, and I'm thankful for Zoom. Anne McFarlane, for science and the vaccine, for life itself and the personal assistance, for without them I could not live and enjoy being able to do what I am able to do. Somebody says, I'm thankful that this seems to be God's wake-up call to the church to get with the latest technology. We have dabbled with our online presence, Facebook and WhatsApp, etc., but now our eyes are opening to what else we can do. On this Christmas Day, I am thankful for many things. Being alive and reasonably healthy, being part of a loving family and church community, having food to eat, knowing that I have a warm and dry place to sleep, living in a safe country free from war and civil unrest. And somebody who I think speaks for quite a number of people talking about having Christmas away from others says, I'm glad that this Christmas, not having to face dreadful family rows and bickering and slights. Thanks that spring immediately to mind are for memories of earlier Christmases with those who are no longer with us, for the safety of our homes, for love and care from families, friends, and the church for our well-being. And no doubt there will be many on the same themes. Sukin Lim says, it is a very different Christmas, but I am still grateful that I can still celebrate and enjoy Christmas, albeit differently, yet peacefully and healthily with a roof over my head and water and food. That is blessing in abundance. Jesus, the Christ, born among us, we have so much to be thankful for relationships that matter, for time to pause, for the opportunity to worship while others are working. For the food that we have and the clean water in our taps. Lord, we thank you. And we thank you for your coming among us. And we thank you for this day to celebrate. Thank you. And we pray in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. So let's say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So let's join together to sing the carol, Infant Holy, Infant Lowly. Sally, would you like to lead us and embarrass us all publicly with a quiz?
Good morning, everybody, and happy Christmas! Woo! I'm going to share a little quiz with you just for fun. I have shared it on Facebook already, so some of you will have seen it. And it's basically testing how well do we know the Christmas story. And you'll be pleased to hear that you're children and youth worker passed with 100%. So that's really good news. Other people in the church, I have to say, we won't name any names. If you've got any children in the house racing about, get them now to come and share in this and we can test how much they know about the Christmas story. Okay, here we go. What mode of transport did Mary and Joseph use to travel to Bethlehem for Jesus' birth? Was it a donkey, or we don't know. The Bible doesn't say.
A donkey.
Have a think. Oh, someone said a donkey.
A donkey.
A donkey. Have a think. You can put your answers in the chat if you like. So I'm going to say a donkey. No, it's not a donkey. The Bible doesn't tell us what Jesus and what Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem on. It may well have been a donkey, because that was probably one of the cheapest, or an ass. Thank you, Beth. it may have been the cheapest form of transport. So they may have gone on a donkey, and I like donkeys, so I'm going to say that they did go on a donkey, but the Bible doesn't actually tell us. Right, next question. Who told Mary and Joseph to travel to Bethlehem? Was it an angel or Caesar Augustus? What do we think?
Angel.
An angel?
An angel.
Got several people saying, someone saying Caesar. I'm going to type in an angel. No, Caesar Augustus, the emperor, told them that he had to go back to their hometowns to be registered in the census. So it wasn't an angel, it was Caesar Augustus. Next question. What does the name Emmanuel mean? Does it mean God with us, or does it mean God will rescue? What do you think? Carol thinks it's God with us. Oh, there's lots of things in the chat that I didn't type. Sorry. I'm going to type in God with us on my screen. And that's the correct answer. Emmanuel means God with us. Next question. How many wise men went to see Jesus after his birth? Was it three? We don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us. What do you think?
Three.
Lots of people saying three. Okay, I'm going to type in three. No, the Bible doesn't tell us. We always assume it's three because we know about three gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Okay, and that's a clue for one of the other questions. But it's actually, we don't know. The Bible doesn't say. Right, next question. Which two Gospels do not mention the birth of Christ? Is it Matthew and Luke or Mark and John? So which Gospels do not mention the birth of Christ? Matthew and Luke or Mark and John? Everyone's saying Mark and John so far. Okay, so I'm going to put Mark and John. And that's correct. Well done. Right, next question. Where did the angel of the Lord tell Joseph to take Mary and Jesus so that Jesus wouldn't be killed? Was it Jerusalem or Egypt? I like that joke too. Christine. Egypt. Okay, I'm going to type in Egypt. That is correct. Well done. Right, who ordered the killing of infants after hearing of Jesus' birth? Was it Herod or Caesar? So who was the baddie that killed the infant children after hearing about Jesus? Because he was not wanting another king around to oppose him. Was it Herod or Caesar? Most people saying Herod, and that's correct. What gifts were given to Jesus by the wise men? Was it silver, gold, and frankincense, or gold, frankincense, and myrrh? I'm going to put gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Correct. Two more questions. In the Gospel of Luke, what was the first thing the angel said to the shepherds? Was it, do not be afraid, or was it, glory to God? What do we think? What shall I type in? Do not be afraid, Bethany says. Okay, I'm going to type that one. And that's correct. And the last question. When searching for Jesus, what sign were the shepherds supposed to look for? A baby lying in a manger surrounded by animals, or a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger? What do you think? Catherine's going number two, like that. Okay, a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And that's also correct. I'm going to review your results. You got 70%. Well done, everybody. Well done. Okay, we're going to hear the actual... Yeah, give yourselves a round of applause, especially if you got 10 out of 10. We're going to hear the actual Bible story now, the story of Jesus' birth, and Denise is going to read that to us.
This was how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. His mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, but before they were married, she found out that she was going to have a baby by the Holy Spirit. Joseph was a man who always did what was right, but he did not want to disgrace Mary publicly. So he made plans to break the engagement privately. While he was thinking about this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, descendant of David, do not be afraid to take Mary to be your wife, for it is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived. She will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Now all this happened in order that to make what the Lord had said true through the prophet. A virgin will become pregnant and have a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. So when Joseph woke up, he married Mary, as the angel of the Lord had told him to do. But he had no sexual relations with her before she gave birth to her son. And Joseph named him Jesus.
Hello. Have you seen my husband? He's been at it all day. I told him earlier, these people may be visitors, but they're still our guests, and poor ones at that. Treat them like family. Anyway, he means no harm, because then this couple arrive, nowhere to stay. And a baby on the way, literally. I go fetch some water, and the next thing I know, he's sorted them out the cosiest little space in the stable. It's lovely in there, really peaceful. Well, it was until the pushing started, then things livened up. I did feel for the poor girl. You couldn't call her more than that. But all is well. And now we've a beautiful baby boy on our hands. And it's calm as anything in there. Even the donkeys are laying down. And the girl is beaming. She lights up the whole place, all full of hope and love and expectation. Tell you what, I'll just wash up and I'll take you in to say hello.
I've only shown a few of those clips. They're absolutely fantastic. So if you've got nothing, you know, if you have a look at it. It's called, search for it on YouTube. It's a living advent calendar, and there are some really, really great ones, really worth a look through. Tremendous. Right, we're going to sing, you know, Away in a Manger. The first verse, we're going to use the clip that has been produced with the Makaton version. For those of us who Makaton has gone from naught to about two, you could join in a bit, and then we will sing. We will sing Away in a Manger. So we're going to pray now for others. So I'd like you to use the chat function and tell me what you would pray for on this day. Who or what would you pray for? And just to give you a moment to think, I want to tell you that Anne Mackay is due to be out of hospital very soon. The woman's the strongest one among us, let's be clear. And but the bad news is that Nigel Tunley has had to go back into hospital, but he also is due to be out as well. So clearly we need to pray for Anne, we need to pray for Nigel, but using the chat function, who or what else do we need to pray for on this day? Well, there might be that you've got some things that you want to pray about, but they're too private to be shared with the rest of us. So there'll be some quiet in between, we get that. So now, let us join to pray. So we pray for those who are in hospital at this time. And we pray for those who are working and for those who are there as patients. And we as a community pray particularly for Anne Mackay coming out of hospital and Nigel, who also is coming out, but after another short stay in hospital. And we pray that they would receive your healing, Lord Jesus. We pray for those who can't visit their families this Christmas. And we pray for those for whom this could be really quite an isolating day. And we pray for all those who live with loneliness. We pray for those whose families are on the other side of the world. And Catherine would have us pray for the family in South Africa. And others would pray for families in Korea, South and North Korea. To pray for the Yemen. Bethany would ask us to pray for her parents as they live lives apart from each other, that they would find happy new lives. We hold up before you, Lord our God, all those who are experiencing domestic abuse. For those whose homes are not safe. And we pray for those who do not have homes, particularly in this cold weather. And we pray for Olive Springham and for Sue Shaw moving home. We pray for the Brain family trying to. And Bethany would have us pray for her family in Germany and pray for those in the US. And in these new times, to pray for those worrying about the deal. We pray for Christians celebrating the birth of Jesus in secret. We pray for all those living in war and famine zones. Anne McFarlane would have us pray for the people of Australia and New Zealand. And in these times of COVID all over the place and its implications rippling and rumbling, we pray for the lorry drivers at Dover. Lord, you know our heartfelt pleas. We pray for peace, for health, for happiness. That those who feel lonely would know that you are with them. As we know you are with us. And we pray in the silence for those things that are heavy on our hearts. Lord, hear our prayer. It comes in the name of Jesus. Amen. So our next carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
So I wonder whether anybody's got anything, any present that they've been given on this day. And we definitely want to see some of these hats and some of these outfits and some of these jumpers. Come on. I just might apologise. I just grabbed this. It was sitting in the... the reason I put it on was to make sure that everybody knew that I'd had a wash from those who saw me last night at 11:30. Because I know you're all a bit anxious, thinking, oh no, she's going to turn up in the same clothes and, oh Lord, have mercy. No, I've washed. Hurrah! So greetings from Scotland, everybody, by the way. Got here safely. Ray's just about recovered. No, he hasn't. It's fine. So anybody got a something that they've been given? Some great hats, really great hats. Jumpers? What you got, Denise? Let's see it. Oh, what's that?
It's come all the way from Derbyshire in the post, and it's a slab of chocolate brownie from my friend Jenny.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's it.
All right.
Yeah. And it looks like Esther's got a wand. And is the dress new as well, Esther?
No.
But the wand is.
The wand is. Great. Is that a Harry Potter wand, is it?
Yeah.
Fabulous. And does it all do anything? Does it make any noises?
Esther did not spell this morning and lifted Anna's chair completely off the floor.
Wow.
Nobody saw it, but it was a pretty cool wand.
I can see another wand.
Oh, who else has got a wand?
Sophia.
Sophia's got a wand. Right, cool. Good. Anybody else? Because I can only see a few. Christine Thompson on the chat. I brought my daughters a special fair trade coffee, and yesterday it turned out they had done the same for me. Great. Oh, Sally's got a lovely mask. I think that's a beautiful thing. I have to say, I got a thing in the same sort of line, which is a... Wait, take this hat off. So you wear it around your neck, and then at any point you can rob a bank. No, you can't. You can have your bags. How useful is that, eh? Yes. Anybody else? Because ninja masks, beautiful.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
This is what Henrik got in his stocking, a banana, or two bananas in his two little socks. Oh. You can give a baby, that's a sweet treat. So he loves bananas. So that's
good. Good. Fantastic. Pat, tell us what it is.
I got a stocking. It lay beside me all night. And in the morning, I pulled this out. Can you see? A bird feeder.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, good. Keep those squirrels at bay. Fantastic.
What's Nick Robinson got on his head?
He's muted. It's just...
What? All right, okay.
Just a normal hat. It is.
I thought it was
just a normal...
That's right. It's on his nose.
Rhiannon, that is a pretty fantastic duck.
It's a bike light.
Oh, is it? What, a bike light? A duck bike light? Oh, you see, now Nick is jealous now. He's jealous. He's jealous, yeah.
What's Jack trying to show us? Jack? Is it a ball? Basketball?
He got a basketball from Mummy and Daddy.
Wow, brilliant.
Bit of a silly present because he can't play with it.
He will.
Anybody else got something to show us? Nope. What's Carol got?
I've got a jar of homemade apple and cinnamon jam, and I thought I'll have some of that for breakfast, and I couldn't get the lid off.
We've all been there. Right, so could I ask you to mute yourselves, please? Go back on mute. Thank you. It's our normal practice on both the gift service and on Christmas Day that we give the loose cash to cystic fibrosis research. Oh, Daniel tells us all that he's been given his dream Nintendo. So I just thought I'd share that with you. Yeah, fabulous. We give it's our normal practice that we give money to cystic fibrosis research in memory of Anne-Marie Crump, who died aged 10 on Christmas Day. And she was one of the children in our church. So I've sent you out already the link for cystic fibrosis research, and I invite you to donate. And I'm assuming that lots of us will. So I will now dedicate our offerings. So let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the Messiah, the Saviour of the world. We dedicate these earthly things to your use. We pray for those who live with cystic fibrosis. We thank you for the increased medication that has developed recently, and that money and resources have been put into the distribution of these drugs. But we know that others live and die prematurely with this condition. And so we ask that our money would be used for research and for the distribution of that which is discovered. And we pray that all the world might shine with your light. Thank you that on this day we celebrate the gift of life abundant. In your holy name, amen. So we're joined to sing our final carol, which is O Come All Ye Faithful.
a final prayer with actions. So let's go through the actions first. A thumbs up. Arms together and rock them like a baby. Hands in front of you like you're receiving a present. Hopefully you've done that already today. Cover your heart with both hands. Make twinkly star shapes with your hands. Point your finger up. Twirl it around in a spiral. And up. We're ready. We're ready. Good. Lord God, thank you for our Christmas celebration. Help us to remember that you sent your son Jesus as a baby to save the whole world. Thank you for sending Jesus as a gift to us. Help us to show your love to others and shine your light in our world. Amen. Amen.
So God bless you all at this time. See you across this crowded Zoom. Week's time or so. God bless you. Hope the day is okay, and for some it'll be great. God bless you. Bye.